Books on Tape presents Blood and Thunder, an epic of the American West, by Hampton Sides, read by Don Leslie. I follow the scent of falling rain and head for the place where it is darkest. I follow the lightning and draw near to the place where it strikes. Navajo chant. Prologue. Hoofbeats. One morning in mid-August 1846, in the cool hours before dawn, the New Mexican villagers of Las Vegas slumbered anxiously. The Americanos were coming. In distant Washington, D.C., for reasons murky to the inhabitants of Las Vegas, the President of the United States had declared war on Mexico. Now, scouts had brought word that the invading gringo army was only a few days away, marching steadily westward, and the townspeople were deeply fearful. They had heard from their priest that the United States would outlaw Catholicism, that the soldiers would rape the women in the village and burn the letters U.S. on their cheeks with branding irons. The villagers even debated among themselves the merits of torching their own church to prevent the Americans from using it as a stable or a barracks. Las Vegas, the Meadows in Spanish, was a hodgepodge of adobe houses set among rustling cornfields irrigated by a muddy acequia that seeped from the Gallinas River. The town lay at the feet of the Sangre de Cristos, the blood of Christ Mountains, the magnificent southernmost peaks of the Rockies, which rose